So here's what I'm here. So this is what I got to work with for this Thanksgiving menu. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make chicken in a bag and ham. Because you can't go
wrong.
Honey-baked
ham?
No, I'm not store-bought. I'll make the glaze myself. So this will be... I don't do store-bought stuff. Who do I look like? Paula Deen? All right, so the thing is that I think I'm going to make chicken in a bag, ham, squash casserole, so he will get his summer squash.
How did you find summer squash in winter?
Chile.
Chile?
It's the Mexican summer squash. And then what's the other thing that I was going to make? I
celery stalks with peanut butter.
No, I think I was going to make mushy peas.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Chex Mix with all wheat Chex?
I had thought about that as an appetizer, just putting out bowls of wheat Chex.
Wheat Chex.
just bowls of wheat Chex. It'll be great. And then I'm also going to be making strawberry cobbler for dessert. So there you go. That is the... Oh, and homemade biscuits using my mom's recipe. So it'll be good.
That sounds good.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just bowls of wheat Chex.
That sounds good.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 734 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Yo, we have got another one of those secret recordings from the state at Walnut Hills. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday Eve is going well, y'all, because, y'all, it is, I'm telling you, today will be one of the thickest newspapers you can purchase. Y'all, it'll be worth every bit of that 25 cents. They always get you, they always get you on the big issues of the newspaper. They always want the 25 cents instead of the 10 cents for the big holiday papers. Y'all, I hope your Black Friday Eve is going well, and, y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, it sounds like it's gonna be quite the hootenanny, up there in, Columbia, Cola, if you will. And y'all, just for those of you who don't know anything about Cola, y'all, if the state of South Carolina was going to receive an enema, it would be inserted in Columbia. Yes, Big Freddy! Lovely! And, y'all, but I will be leaving the Fat Cave. I've been told to the dinner will be at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, that is some Chex Mix. And, then, I mean, and y'all, also, that was one of those Mexican wedding cakes that Aunt Gussie did for me. Y'all, by the way, I've not heard a word from anybody about who is responsible for the bacon Coca-Cola. Oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, I did get an e-letter from Teresa out there in the Seattles, and I just would like to read that to you here for just a second. It says, Big Party, the company that makes these bacon items is indeed in Seattle, but I did not send them, although I was thinking about it. When Jones released the bacon-flavored Coca-Cola a few weeks ago, some of the people on the morning news program I watched tried it live on the air. I don't think they liked it very much because the traffic guy, you know, there's always a traffic guy. There's always a traffic guy. The traffic guy said he wished he had a tongue scraper a few minutes after he tried it. Anyway, they said it tasted like liquid smoke flavor. Y'all, I don't know. But let us know how you like it or don't. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Love you, Teresa. Ah, that is just lovely. And y'all, speaking of happy Thanksgiving, y'all, I got one of those mechanical cards from the Red FF Pop over there in the Uck. And y'all, because you know, when you think of the Uck, you think of the Red FF Pup and the mechanical card. So, y'all, I'd like to just play it for you right now. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely.
Hi there. It's your Colin. I'm supposed to be wishing you a happy Thanksgiving, but you know what? F*** you. I don't feel like it. I'm sick and tired of all your crap. Literally. You could at least try to eat a balanced diet. Maybe some more fiber to lend a fella a hand. But no! You're too busy shoving turkey and stuffing down your piehole to think a little old me stewing in your mess. Ugh. Wish yourself a happy Thanksgiving, motherfucker. I'm sick of your shit. Oh, God!
Y'all, you ought to see what the colon looks like as it's walking around and sloshing around and everything, y'all. And y'all, it is from that Jib Jab company. So if you want to see what it looks like, go over there to that Jib Jab on the www and type in Thanksgiving colon or something. I don't know. First, thank you so much, Red FF Pop. And y'all, if anybody knows anything about colons, it would be the FF Pop. Ah, Big Fatty. Y'all, a lot of times, you know, this time of year, you know, you get some of those good Fanny Farmer candies. And y'all, I don't know if that's what FF stands for in the Red FF Pups name, but I have a feeling that he has been a Fanny Farmer. Ah, Big Fatty!
You're having it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty from Sumatra.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that is the little Aussie Batlane, y'all. He's evidently still computer challenged, y'all, because y'all, what he has done there is he has used the BFO app and sent a voice letter to Big Fatty, and y'all, it would make Big Fatty so thankful. It would make Big Fatty so thankful, because I know 150 of you bought the damn thing, but you had, no, Big Fatty, no, we're not going to use it. No, we just wanted to buy it. No, but we don't want to call you. No, Big Fatty, no. Y'all, it would make Big Fatty very thankful if you'd push that send Big Fatty a voice letter button, just like the little Aussie Bantler did from Mexico. Yes?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to give you a quick call, and I just want to let you know I'm a little behind, just like Tim Terminal Single Tam on your program. But I was just listening to your Veterans Day show. And
Veterans Day?
The one thing I thought was funny how you ran into that guy that you had some fun with like years ago. Well, I just wanted to tell you I had a similar story for a friend of mine. He had met this guy like 15 years ago, and they had a little fun, and then it was like 6 months ago, he had posted on Craigslist that he said, 15 years ago, I had sex with this guy named Shane, and he was really hot, and we had a really great time, and I will never forget it, and I wonder if he's still in the area. And then another friend that lives in a nearby city just happened to be looking at those, and he saw it, and he sent it to the friend Shane, and my friend Shane called the guy, and they were able to communicate. And so it was just really bizarre that happened, but I just thought I would share it with you. And I just wanted to also give you a quick message, and I hope that you and your family and all your listeners that are listening to this message right now, I hope that you have a happy, happy turkey day, and have a good one. And hope you find somebody to go gobble-gobble with. Okay? Okay, goodbye.
Dear Gussie, well, Tom, thank you very much, and a lovely day of gluttony for you and Joe also. And y'all, Tom is one of those vegetarians, and y'all, I would think that the day of gluttony would be a day that you might get some of those urges to just thank you for calling. Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty got carried away there a little bit. But y'all, as you heard, right after the opening of today's little show, y'all, I played the It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Grandma. And y'all, I am happy to report that the first delivery of the 2010 souvenir collectible crema cards have arrived here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, I will begin sending those out on the 1st of December. And y'all, but I've got a few of them here that I need to, I can go ahead and start working on. But y'all remember that if you want to get one of the crema cards, you just send Big Fatty a crema card. Y'all, it can be a used one. It can be a gift at. It can just be a retarded one if you want to. No, I don't want one of Sarah Palin's baby. But y'all, Big Fatty loves the foil. Oh, he loves a foil card. And y'all, I know there are some of you out there that say, oh, God, is he going to read those damn cards again this year? Well, y'all, of course you say that until it's your card. And then you're, oh, Big Fatty read my card. Oh, and y'all, I would really love it. I would really love it if I would get a card from Larry the Lurker or Lorena the Lurker, because y'all, I've recently began playing the Words with Friends with a Larry the Lurker, and y'all, let me just see what his name is here, because his name escapes me at the moment. Y'all, it's Joe. Yeah, that's a tough one, Big Patty. I can see how that one would escape you. But anyway, now, y'all, I don't know if you've listened to the latest show from Walnut Hills, which, of course, is hosted by the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But, y'all, she talks about having that rhinovirus. And, now, y'all, rhino is really a lot smaller than the virus I thought she'd have. Because, you know, she's, anyway. But, y'all, she's evidently given it to Myron. And Myron is sick as a dog now. And, oh, poor Myron. But, y'all, now, a couple of weeks ago, I told you about setting up the secret hidden microphone there in the boudoir in the mansion. While they were up in the redwoods, and with everything turning to shit up there, but y'all, I tuned in to the secret microphone earlier today, and y'all, let me just play you what I heard when I turned on the secret microphone there at the mansion in Walnut Hills. Here we go.
Faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
well, I best
Young,
get myself up and go check
Bill
and
Gray
see
and
if Myron is feeling okay. He just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. Oh, what happened? You!
stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm gonna go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moved to song. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The
part with Kitten on is on.
Oh,
I'm on my way back.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the only thing that surprised me about that whole recording there was that she didn't head downstairs for a cheese ball rolled in nuts. Because, you know, y'all, there's nothing says gourmet like a cheese ball rolled in nuts. Except maybe she dipped gourmet pizza rolls into a cheese ball rolled in nuts. Yeah, y'all, she was going to brine a turkey in Grey Goose, I think. So I don't know. I just don't know. Now, y'all. Y'all, in the newspaper, Tuesday, y'all, they had a thing that says, let it go, let it go, let it be. And y'all, it was ways to cut back on stress and to make the most of your holidays. And y'all, I thought I'd just read some of these to you. And you know, because sometimes the holidays are just stressful for some people. Oh, Big Freddy, you say that again. Y'all, sometimes the holidays are stressful for people. Oh, Big Freddy, you can say that again. Y'all, sometimes the holidays are short. Big Freddy, we got it. here's the thing. Maintain your routine. Regular routine, y'all, even if it's just staying supine in the boudoir, you know, maintain your routine. Be inclusive. For those of you who have lost loved ones in the past years, the first holiday without can be difficult. A lot of people find comfort by being with those who are close to that loved one. Reach out. Yes, Big Freddy, reach out. Well, y'all, I don't know if that has anything to do with the TSA or not, but, similarly, those who have loved ones serving in the military or overseas during the holidays feel a loss. So reach out. Travel off-peak, y'all. Y'all, I read on the Twitter, Miss West did not get fondled as he was going. Oh, yeah, Gussie. As he was going up to the Bay Area, travel off peak, y'all. One strategy is to travel on the actual day of the holiday, Thanksgiving, Grandma, and New Year's Day. They are not certainly don't go the day before. Well, y'all, it's too late to go the day before because it's gone. Yes. Hugs and handshakes. Holidays can be an ideal time to foster existing and new relationships. Agree on a gift plan among the major stretches, especially when many have lost their jobs or are making less money, is spending more. Oh, Big Freddy, perhaps you could speed it up. Drink responsibly. Well, who the hell needs to drink responsibly? Divide and conquer. I don't know what that means. Y'all, we'll just get to this later because it's stressing me out, quite frankly. It is just stressing me out. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, I'm just going to say, you know, let's just all go around the table and say what we're thankful for because, you know, that's what it's all about. Well, y'all, I'm thankful that you keep coming back. And, y'all, I'll be thankful if I can survive this dinner. Oh, Big Freddy, don't say that! Because if you do say something like that, that Daniel Beaver will put out...
Just bowls of wheat Chex.
That sounds good.
Oh, it sounds vulgar. Happy Turkey Day!
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.